Multiple sclerosis. Multiple sclerosis is a chronic demyelinating disease of the central nervous system, often affecting young adults. As far as we know, it's an autoimmune disease. There is no cure. There is a definite genetic predisposition, seemingly to involve the HLA genes, particularly the DR2 and DRB1. And DRB1, we know there are 400 different alleles. And possibly there's an environmental trigger, which may be due to viruses or bacteria. So when we think about the actual disease, inflammation plays a key role. What happens is the blood-brain barrier becomes leaky, and immune cells, particularly T lymphocytes, are able to cross the blood-brain barrier, and they don't recognize the oligodendrocyte cells in the central nervous system, in the brain and the spinal cord, which are responsible for making the myelin sheaths, and they begin to destroy them. The process starts with inflammation, as I've said. Other cells will then start crossing the blood-brain barrier, such as macrophages. They secrete cytokines, further inflammation. Eventually, B cells cross. They start to produce autoantibodies, and we get destruction of the myelin and the oligodendrocytes. So what will happen when you destroy the myelin, you leave lesions, and acute myelin destruction can cause plaques. The lesions contain small amounts of myelin protein and enzymes and macrophages and lymphocytes and plasma cells. And to start with, the repair to the damage to the myelin sheaths can be repaired, at least partially. And then with time, it seems to get more and more destroyed. And eventually you get little gaps in the myelin, and it makes it harder and harder for the messages to pass. So when we think about our key concepts, obviously homeostasis is going to be disruptive, and it's going to result in motor dysfunction and things like blurry vision. And this is because there's erratic conduction of action potentials due to the destroying of the myelin sheaths in the brain and the spinal cord. Cell membranes are obviously involved, as the myelin sheaths around the axons of the neurons are made by oligodendrocytes, and they themselves have cell membranes around them. Proteins are involved. The major histocompatibility complex proteins coded for by the HLA genes seem to play an important role. Myelin sheaths that contain the myelin protein, and then the blood-brain barrier, the cells of the blood-brain barrier are actually held together by proteins. Theories as to why multiple sclerosis occurs. One is a link with vitamin D. Certainly this disease is more common in northern latitudes, and it may be linked to vitamin D deficiency, which we find particularly in the wintertime. And then recent research has shown that vitamin D can interact with certain genes, particularly the HLA genes, particularly the DRB1, and they seem to influence the expression of this particular gene. And it may be that early in life, when your T lymphocytes are going through your thymus and your thymus is rejecting them, and what it does is it exposes them to self-antigens, and if they're very reactive to self-antigens, then they should be destroyed. But if the thymus is not able to express this particular HLA-DRB1 antigen, then maybe the T lymphocytes which react against it are not destroyed. Another theory is that it's actually a mismatched disease, and the environment we live in today is so much cleaner than it was, that perhaps we've eliminated certain microbes due to our use of antibiotics, bleach, mouthwash, etc. Perhaps we're missing certain microbes in the digestive and the respiratory tract. And as a result, the immune system may have become overreactive. Whatever the reasons, whatever the causes, there's no doubt about it that multiple sclerosis is a very complex disease.